Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Tzitzit Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray, the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the ninth day of the month of Tammuz. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email and for all those in need of refuah shalema, particularly the three children whose names you've been including on our call now for several months, Kaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bat, Chana, Fredel, Delini, Orna, Bat, Saint Chana, and Tinoch, Ben, Nechama, Devorah, may they and all in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind all those being held captive, brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, Arvin Tanel, Ben, Sonia, Siona being held in Iran, and Evan Gershkovitz in Russia, may they speedily be returned home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yisrael Steiner of Beth Jacob Congregation in Irvine, California, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Steiner fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and translated it into English. And that'll be followed by the three Mishaberach we say daily on the call, the Mishaberach for Sahal, Mishaberach for the Shvuim. Rabbi Steiner will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening. Receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email. Subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The Chavos, with great honor, Rabbi Steiner.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Naftali. Always a pleasure to share some thoughts. We find that our Torah weekly reading so often is so connected to what's going on in the world today, in our world. And last week's Parsha, Chukas, we heard about the attack of the Kana'ani, Melech Arad. They came and they attacked us, and we're taught this was after the death of Aharon, the high priest, the Kohen Gadol. And at that point, the Anani HaKavod, the clouds of glory, were no longer covering us until they were restored in the merit of Moshe. But he saw that vulnerability, and he thought this was an opportune time to attack. And he came and he attacked us. This is the Kanani, the neighbors of our tough neighborhood, who we still contend with certainly until today. So what is the connection of his attack and Aaron's death? So we understand that the clouds had departed, but Aaron's role in Israel, what he was known for, his neither was Ohev Shalom and Rodev Shalom. He loved peace and he pursued peace. And that's what we find after his death. All Beit Yisrael, the whole house of Israel, men and women mourned for him because of the harmony that he had brought to their homes. And with the death of Aaron, there was now a lack of this harmony, a lack of this unity in Klal Yisrael, amongst us, amongst the Jewish people. And once we don't have that, that is what opens us up. The Atarit Mordechai explains that once there is that that lack of shalom, of peace, there's machloket, there's dispute, there's dissent amongst us, that is what makes us vulnerable for attack. And we were attacked. He explains this similarly going back to Bereshit, where we're taught that the shepherds of Avraham and the shepherds of Lot had a dispute. And then the Pasuk says, V'Kana'ani az ba'aretz. And the Kana'anim, V'Aprizi, were then in the land. And it seems to be a very strange juxtaposition here. There was an argument, quarrel between the shepherds of Avram, the shepherds of Lot, and the Canaanites and the Perizzites were then in the land. Rashi there explains that the dispute was that the shepherds of Lot were grazing in other people's lands, saying the land has been given to Avram, to Abraham. He has no children. Lot is his heir. And therefore, we are justified in grazing there. Whereas Avram's shepherd said, no, it has not yet been given. Vaknani vaprizi azur shevaret. The Canaanites, the Perizzites are still here in the land. It's not yet ours to take. However, once again, the Ateret Mordechai explains there's another level over here. There was a riv, there was argument, quarreling between the shepherds of Avram, the shepherds of Lot. Now we need to be concerned and afraid. Vaknani vaprizi az yoshev va'aretz. Now it's a danger that they are there in the land. When there is dispute, when there's a lack of unity amongst us, that then becomes dangerous to us. And we are prone, vulnerable to attacks that can come our way. And a key towards not having machloket is an ayin tov, is having what's called a good eye, a positive eye, seeing all the good that is around us. Also in last week's parsha, we learned about Moshe getting upset, according to Maimonides, Rambam, the whole issue with the water and the stone was not him hitting the stone as opposed to talking to the stone, but it was his getting angry and getting upset. And the people thought, if Moshe's upset, that means that God must be upset. But God was not upset. And very often when we're involved with our own machloket, we need to look at ourselves, look at the situation, and say, well, is Hashem really upset? If not, then maybe I should stay calm, collected, and deal with this in a better way. But it all comes down to having this ayin tov towards seeing and focusing on the positive. Of Noach Weinberg, of blessed memory, would define love as the decision to focus on the positive qualities of someone else. It's a decision that we make to focus on the positive. I'll just conclude. The story is told that a teenage son came to his parents and said, Mom and Dad, I decided I don't want to be religious anymore. I don't want to be observant anymore. Parents were very, very upset. But I don't want to discuss it. That's just my decision. And that was it. They realized that, as we say nowadays, parenting is a good part. It's mostly sales. And they said, okay, we'll work with this. And yet the next morning, the son gets up, puts on his tefillin, seems to daven. Parents, wow, it's amazing. Right, Shabbos comes. He walks to shul with his dad. And everything seems to be great. And the parents are floating. After a little while, they say to him, son, you know, listen, we're just trying to understand you. You know, you said that you don't want to be observant anymore, but we see that you're doing great things. And the son smiled and said, exactly, Mom and Dad. When I was religious, all you would do is point out, why aren't you doing this? You didn't bench, you didn't wash, you didn't make a blessing before you ate. Before that, you always look at everything that I wasn't doing and focus on that. Now that I told you I don't want to be religious anymore, now it's a pleasure. You look at everything that I'm doing positively. Everything that I'm doing, you praise me. Oh, it's wonderful. Look, he's doing this. Look, he's doing that. We need to see the good, see the positive in those around us, children, parents, siblings, spouses, friends, community, world, Jewish people. We need to see the positive, focus on the positive, build up that Ahavas Yisrael, that love of Yisrael. We're about to go into the 3 weeks, that Ahavas Chinam, that love that for one another. Let that help bring, strengthen our unity, and let that bring the Yeshua, the redemption that we so eagerly await from all of the Kanani, the Canaanites, and all those around us that are causing such strife. will say Tehillim Chas, Psalm 20. Lam Natsayach Nizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Olascha Yidashne Sela Yitain Lecha Chil Vavecha V'chol Atzatzcha Yimalei Neranana Vishua Secha V'shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mish'alosecha Atayadati Ki Yoshi Adonai Mishicho Yanehu Mishamei Kacho Biguros Yisha Yimino Elev Arechev Ve'elev Asusim V'anachnu B'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Emakaru V'nafalu V'anachnu Kamnu V'nisodad Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Kareinu Tehillim Chaf Gimel Psalm 23 Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echsar Binos Neshe Yarbitzeini Almei Menuchos Yinahaleini Nafshi Yishovev Yancheini V'magle Tzedek L'man Shemo Gam Kielech B'geit Almaves Lo irara, ki ata imadi, shivtecha umishantecha, heima, yenachamuni, taroch lefanai shulchan neged sorurai, ishanta vashemen roshi, kosi rivaya, ach tov vachesed yidufuni, koyamei chayai, vishafti beveis adonai, La'orech Yamin Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph Psalm 121 Shilam Alos Esainai El Heharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shamayim Va'aret Al Yitain Lamot Ragalecha Al Yanum Shomerecha Hinei Lo Yanum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Tzilcha, Ayad Yeminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakecha, V'Areyach Balayla, Adonai Yishmorcha, Mikola Yishmor, Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzeischa V'Avecha, Me'ata V'Ad Olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed Psalm 130. Shir Hamalos Mima'amakim Karasicha Adonai Adonai Shema V'Koli Tiena Aznecha Kashuvos V'Kol Tachanunai Im Avonos Tishmorya Adonai Mi Ya'amod Ki Imecha Hasilicha Lema'an Tivarei Kivisi Adonai Kivisar Nafshi Velidvaro Hochalti Nafshi Adonai Mishomerim Laboker Shomerim Laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kiim Adonai Hachesed Varbei Mofidus Hu Yifte Et Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. Lastly, Tehillim Kuf Mem Bet, Psalm 142. Maskil LeDavid B'Yosov Amara Sefila Koli El Adonai Ezak Koli El Adonai Eschanan Eshboch Lefanav Sichi Tzarasi Lefanav Agid V'his Atef Alai Ruchi V'ata Yadita Nesivasi V'orech Zu Alech Tanu fachli habet yamin ure ve'engli matir avad manos mimeni ein doresh lenafshi va'akti elecha adonai amarti ata machzi chelki ve'eret hachayim Hakshiva el rinasi ki dalosi maod hatzileni mirodai ki amitzu mimeni hotzia mimasker nafshi lodos es shemecha biyachti ruz tzadikim ki sigmal alai. And I'll say Acheinu both in Hebrew and in English. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzara v'ashivya ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha ha'makom yirachem aleihem b'yotziyem mitzara lirvacha me'afela la'ora u'mishibur l'geula hashba ba'agala u'bizman kariv v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us all say, Amen. I'll make the prayer, L'chayilei Tzahal, for the Israel Defense Force. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov hu yivarech es chayalei tzva ha'agana l'Yisrael v'anshei kochos ha'bitachon ha'omdim al mishmar arseinu v'arei Eloheinu migvul ha'levanon v'ad midbar Mitzrayim min hayam ha'gadol ad rvo ha'arava u'v'chol makom shehein v'yabasha v'avir u'v'yam. Yitain Adonai es oivenu hakamim aleinu nigafim lifneihem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yishmor v'yatzil es chayelenu mikol tzara v'tzuka mikol nega u'machala v'yishlam bracha v'atmecha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem. Yad ber son enu tachteihem v'atrein b'chesu Yeshua u'v'ateres nitzachon v'kuyam v'hem akusuf. Ki Adonai Eloheichem ha'olech imachem li'lachem lachem im oyveichem lehoshia eschem v'nomar amen. Let me shabarach now for the shvuyim, those who are being held in captivity, our hostages. Mishabarach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Aaron David v'Shlomo yivarech v'yishmor v'yinsor Es nedrei tzva ha'agana l'Yisrael u'shvuyav bet kol acheinu hanusunim bet tzara u'bashivya v'avor shekol ha'kahal ha'kadosh hazen mispalel ba'avuram ha'kadosh baruch hu yimalei lachamim aleihem v'yotziyem michoshech mitzamadet u'mos roseihem yinatek u'mimitzukoseihem yoshiyem v'yishiveim mehera l'cheik mishpichoseihem Yodu l'Adonai chasto v'niflosav l'vnei adam v'kuyam behem mikra shekosuv uftuye Adonai yishuvun uvau tzion v'rina v'simchas olam al rosham sason v'simcha yasivu v'nasu yagon v'anacha v'nomar amen. Lastly, I'll say the mishaberach l'chol in the prayer for the sick. Now we'll pause so all can insert the names of those for whom you are praying. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo yivarech v'yirapei es. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lahachlimam Ulahraposam Ulahachazikam Ulahachiyosam Yishlach Lahem Mehera Refuah Shleima Min HaShemayim Lechol Avereihem Ulechol Gideihem Besoch Sha'ar Choli Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Urefuah HaGuf Hashta Bagala Uvizman Kariv Minomar. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Steiner. Always a special treat. We look forward to having you back on the call. Please, God, in your session. in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.